This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. He'll critique everything we do. And Oscar your A game on, and you know, tip. Trying to keep golf at the forefront. You've got the LPGA taking place this weekend. You got of course, is the LIV tournament. And it's a jam-packed day. We're down here at Ferg's on the our clubhouse studios, 13th and Central, and it's going to be a jam-packed day. Come on down. We have a clothing drive that we've been behind all week long. Come on down from noon to 2. Noon to 10, I'm sorry. So they're open noon to 2. From noon to 10 o'clock, we got a drop-off spot. But it's the Rays and the Guardians in game number 2. And that takes place at 12:06. It's party, young man.
Not this season, no.
Continue to bring you golf each and every day. We'll do this all year long from the hacks to the pros, and right now let's dive into our big storm. LIB, and I'll handle the rest.
All right. Well, we are. Let me get a little bit more volume there, Mike. Turn me up just a little bit, sir. Appreciate it. We're out in Vegas this weekend. Shriners Children's Open, TP Summerlin. The way that pronunciation is stuck in my head whenever I see TPC Summerlin, like that's what comes across my mind. But
no worries. you've been immersed in financial data. Now it's time for your communication skills to evolve again.
Right. Enunciation and whatnot. So we got Mito Pereira, the Texas Tech grad, the Chilean beast at 12 under right now, leading the whole thing. We got Robbie Shelton, Bama, Roll Tide today. They're up against Texas A&M, so I know who he's rooting for in the back of his mind, but he's focused on keeping his second place at 11 under right now. And then we got the two Koreans tied for third place at 10 under, Siwoo Kim and Joo Hyung Kim. I think that's how I'm pronouncing it. And then Maverick McNealy is also tied with those two at minus three, and that's our top five right now. At third place at 10 under. That's
very
our
good,
top five
man.
Right now.
Very good. I'm
all
proud
right.
of you.
All right. Other notables, we got Patrick Cantlay at 8 under. He's tied for ninth place right now. And not too much else doing right now. We got $8 million on the line, and these guys will be coming down this weekend to figure out who gets that $8 million. Want me to jump into the LIV to double that up?
Yes, sir.
I might as well, right? So we're out in Bangkok. I mean, one thing about these LIV guys, they sure know how to pick a location. Out in Bangkok, we have a...
Bangkok, Thailand is gorgeous. My landlord lives there.
I've been there. It's very beautiful.
Oh, you've been there?
I've been to Vietnam, Thailand, Korea. It's
damn,
it's
I didn't know you were such a worldwide traveler, youngster.
You know, what I noticed over there is a lot of those golf courses are they're almost like runway strips, like a lot, especially the Korean and the Japanese ones. They're very thin fairways, got to be very accurate to land those fairways out there.
Well, this is a brand new course. In fact, that when LIV teed off yesterday, it was the 15th round on this track.
Oh, so it's
7,800 yards long.
It's fresh out the wrapper.
Yeah, and they're very impressed with it. They went low, obviously, but
no, it's very low. So we got four teams up top right now. The Fireballs group is at -34. Niblix, got to be careful who you call that. 27, the Cleeks, that also sounds like a slur. 26, and the Ironheads at 24. Let's go into the players who are leading it right now. Richard Bland is at 11, tied for second place. First place is 16, Eugenio Lopez. Harold Varner is actually tied for second place right now at 11.
So my man, I love Harold Varner.
Hopefully, you know, he not much of a winner in the PGA, but hopefully in the LIV we can see this guy pull some dubs out. You know, he's also tied with Patrick Reeds, and my boy James Piatt out of Michigan State University is at tied for sixth place at 10. He's tied with Brooks Koepka, so he's in good company right now. I like to see him making a name for himself. Other notables that are up here, Lee Westwood at 9, Kevin Na also at 9. So these guys are going pretty low. Ian Poulter, 8. Golly, LIV has got some names on here.
They got names, but I tell you what.
Production.
This morning I watched a recap of yesterday's action, and I tell you what, it's like it's Bush League. It'd be like you and Alex going out with some cameras.
Are you just talking about like the commentary? Are you talking about the overall product?
The delivery. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no, I have.
Yeah.
I think the overall delivery is just shot. It looks like we took we made something in a Microsoft Office and just copied it over and laid it over a video and said, "All right, here you go."
Well, I'd be proud of that if I did it. But these guys are paying millions of dollars. It's no different if we want to talk about. I watched Amazon Prime and I watched the game on Thursday night. That snoozer, that pathetic piece of NFL production.
Broncos country. That's right.
Yeah, Wilson at the end of his press conference. Anyway, yeah. They're gonna want him out of Broncos country. Yeah. We digress. We may talk a little bit more about that until we get John Rieger on. But you're watching his production and you're like,
well, you know what? Where all the money went? All the money goes into paying the players, so they don't have enough to pay for a decent production.
Do you know how much money Dustin Johnson has already made?
No. What's his tally?
$19 million. He's from first place. Now, forget the money that they gave him up front. Now, forget his salary.
That's not off winning, is it? That's just
off of winning.
Okay, that's off winning. Okay. I thought that was off participation.
And no. Well, this is one of those, you know, you get paid for participation, you know, that's like a little league in some environment.
Everybody gets an at-bat.
Yeah. We're proud of you, Johnny. Here's your championship trophy.
Here you go, $19 million.
I'm just not big into that. But at the same time, I'll tell you what, there's Mark Ferguson getting ready, as I said, for our clothing drive today, noon to 10 down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. But going back to the production, watching it again today, you know, the guys can wear shorts. It looks like a scramble that they got invited to.
Yeah, a little fundraiser.
With billionaires. It does. Billionaires from Saudi decided they wanted to have pro-ams
right.
Every 3 weeks.
Every couple of weeks, they come out. Yeah. They do some,
And they throw all this jack, and you can wear your shorts.
Get some Bloody Marys. And
there's hardly any people out there.
Girls going back and forth.
Yeah. It is absolutely hard to watch, to be quite candid with you. And David Faraday is the only breath of fresh air now that he's in the booth. They got to get rid of these other clowns. Some Englishman.
Some of these guys sound like me saying -7.
Well, no. You're better than some of these guys. But in Bangkok today, you know, I said the same thing about the Saudis. A lot of the people can't afford to go out and watch these guys play. Well, they're giving away tickets. Nobody's giving a damn.
Wait, there's nobody out there. You're saying the attendees at these, they can't afford to the admission ticket. So
yeah, the common man, like when they started putting all these big events in Saudi. You'd watch them, and you'd never seen the gallery. And that's, you know, it was for the elite.
I remember we were sitting up in your office one day, and it was like, where is everybody?
It's for the elite.
What the heck?
Yeah, it was for the elite.
I can only imagine with Bangkok being on the list. I mean, you got to go out there because I don't think there's a big golf crowd out there. I mean, I don't know much about Thailand golf, but.
Well, we're efforting John Rieger. We're going to take an early break after I do this leaderboard. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break now, then I'll come back to the PGA and the champions. And then
yeah, the Spanish, right? You got the champions in the Spanish.
I got champions Spanish. Yeah. I'll do that. We'll take a break here on the tee, Florida. We'll get back with John Rieger. He's live from the Furyk'n Friends up there in Jacksonville. Just take care of a couple of promos and a couple of spots, and then we'll talk to John Rieger here from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Art Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I can hear. Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida, here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill as we And that's the top of that leaderboard. And now let's go to where John Rieger is, and he's been watching all the action. And that's Steve Flesh is on top of the, I like Fleshy, on top of the leaderboard at 5 under. Tees off, well, he already tees off about 12-10. Jim Furyk, his own event, that typically guys get a little distracted. I know that that happened to Zach Johnson quite often in the John Deere Classic. And then he's at 5 under. Rob LaBrietz is at 5 under. That's a nice story there. Mike Weir at 4 under, and that pretty much breaks down the top four right now over there. We'll leave the rest for our man, John Rieger. So you had a little golfing up in Atlanta.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was at Sandy Springs Golf Course. It's actually like kind of out in the suburbs just a little bit. I had to relocate due to Ian. I left because Ian was supposed to be tracking to go right over the top of Tampa Bay. So I was like, oh yeah, let me get up out of here. I had a buddy out in Atlanta, stays out in the suburbs, linked up with him. Before I left, he told me, grab my clubs. We might have a friend. He's got a buddy in the NBA that we linked up with. Not really allowed to name names, but we linked up with the young NBA rookie, my friend and me, and went out, played some golf. Beautiful course. Not a lot of water on this course, so played pretty straight. Shot about 12 over, so...
You shot 12 over?
Yeah, it was a good day.
It's a very good day.
Oh, wait. I forgot to tell you.
9 holes.
It's a 9-hole course.
You suck. Yeah, I'd be excited there for a minute.
No, it was it's a 9-hole course.
9-hole course.
Yeah.
What, par 3?
All right, relax.
Was it par 3?
No, it wasn't par 3.
I'm going to say, come on, dude. You're stretching it right now.
No. It was a regular course from, threes, fours, and fives, but it was a 9-hole. But, I mean, it was a good day. I haven't really been swinging. I've been busy with studying and whatnot. So it was good to go out and break the clubs out. Took a couple days off of work, and, yeah, it was a good day of golf, man.
Well, it sounds like a great day of golf. Hey, you know, we're going to have to take an extended break. We're unable right now to utilize Skype from a conversation perspective of people calling in. So I want to take about a 6-minute break, and we'll change the setup here. I apologize, folks, and I apologize to John Rieger up there in Jacksonville. We'll modify the setup, and we'll come back. But I'm gonna have Matt up there in the control room try to get his arms around this, and then I'll work it on my end, and we'll take about a 6-minute break, and then we'll be back here on the Tee Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks, and lightning watch parties every game, and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters. Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years
and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. 3 minute break.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 1.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays, Bucks, and Lightning watch parties, every game, and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters. Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for their clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to holy hell of technology.
Oh, my God.
and I certainly hope that people haven't completely given up on us because we're battlers. We're from Iowa. We're from Michigan. And Ben Botham showed up. He's from Seminole, but he's a battler as well. And I'm hoping this is going to work. It feels like what is the highest you can get?
Well, I don't know if there is a highest score. I remember years ago, Golf Digest had the worst golfer of and they went out and they played TPC Sawgrass. And I think the winning score was like 200 to like 210 or Constellation, Jim Furyk and Friends tournament up here. What a wonderful week. Before we get started, I'd like to bring you Wild Bill's weather report here from Jacksonville. And it's 81 degrees. The humidity is 53%. Winds out of the northwest, 6 miles an hour. It's going to be a perfect, perfect day of golf up here. And we're really looking forward to seeing some low scores. And I heard you going over the leaderboard earlier today. And Jim Furyk is right there. You know, it's really fun to watch when you have somebody literally hosting the tournament. But now is also in contention to win the tournament. He shot a 5-under par. He's tied with Steve Bless and Ron Labrinth. And so they tee off not too long from now, in about 30 minutes. So once this is off the air at noon, I'm going to run on over there and watch the leaders tee off.
Well, I mentioned it briefly, and I saw this happen. Typically was like the ambassador, even though it wasn't in Cedar Rapids, in the Quad Cities. And rarely did he play very well because you're being pulled a million different directions. So it's great to see Jim Furyk. How cool would that be?
Well, it'd really be cool. You know, last year's winner was Phil Mickelson, and we all know that. Checked out in the golf community. One of the things they did earlier in the week, they had a celebrity golf challenge to raise $100,000. And it was Tony Baselli, who is the famous football player, NFL Hall of Famer from the Jacksonville Jags.
God rest his soul.
And Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis. So you had the Steelers involved with it. They played the back nine at Tim Aquinas. So it was a great day for everybody, especially the fans, because they get to get out there and see some celebrities play. Jack Nicklaus was actually there, and he made an appearance with his wife, Barbara, because they heavily support children's charities, and Wilson Hospital is one of those up here in Jacksonville. So that was a great start to the week. You know, not only the star of the show up here at the Champions Tour is the the players themselves, obviously. That's why you tend to see. But the golf course itself is one of those special places. It's a Donald Ross design. And for listeners out there, you know, all you got to do is go Google Donald Ross. You know, he literally built hundreds and hundreds of golf courses right after the turn of the century all over the United States. And Florida is littered with a bunch of them. And the Tim Aquana Country Club, which was established in 1923, is one of those Donald Ross designs. And just like everything else, what they do is they get, throughout the years, they decide, the Greens Committee of these clubs decide to get different architects to come in and keep messing around with it. And it seems like the last of the, you know, they had Robert Trent Jones come in and redesign it. And David Gordon, who's somebody you may not have heard unless you're local. Bobby Weed, who's the TPC golf course designer. You notice the TPC clubs, every club has got one of the PGA Tour players as a designer along with Bobby Weed for a period of time. That was pretty popular back in the 90s. And a guy named Bruce Heppner. So it seems like all these architects, though, are heavily influenced by Donald Ross design. You know, Donald Ross didn't have heavy earth-moving equipment, things like that, when they built the golf course. So this golf course is right on the St. John's River. You can look out the back of it, back of the clubhouse, and you can see downtown Jacksonville. And for our listeners out there, if you follow us on our social media, on the T Florida, whether it's ad or hashtag on the T Florida, you'll see a picture of the golf trophy, which is the unique trophy here for the Jim Furyk and Friends golf tournament. And and they put it right out behind the clubhouse on the water. So we put a picture of that up on our website. So this golf course up here is not only hosting the PGA Tour Champions for the second year in a row, you know, sponsored by Constellation, but they hosted the 2002 U.S. Senior Amateur, the 2019 USGA Women's Amateur Four Ball, plus the Florida Open, plus all kinds of U.S. Open qualifiers. So it is a great golf course. It weathered the storm beautifully. Kudos to the golf course superintendents here for their efforts to get this golf course back in tip-top shape. So today we're expecting quite a shootout up here. And, you know, I think that one of the neat things about it is John Daly's here. And we know John Daly, right? He's our hero in the backyard, has golf tournament coming up for the Heart of the Lions Foundation down at the Clearwater Country Club. So, you know, I think our listeners out there, you just Google Heart of the Lions Foundation and you'll see the how you can get involved with Major Ed and John Daly at that foundation. But the reason I bring up John Daly with this is that John Daly couldn't even be playing in this golf tournament right now. And there's a story behind it. You know, John, he's got a bad knee. Okay, and he's battled it on and off, you know, for a long time. And he played in South Dakota in mid-December at the Stanford International. And he played pretty well the first round. He shot a 200 par 68. But he had to withdraw because he had his knee went out again. So what he did is he told the golf world, he says, listen, I'm going to go get surgery on this knee, get it fixed. We'll see you in 2023. But you know what? He is a longtime friend of Jim Furyk and Tabitha Furyk, and he really wanted to be. That I know nothing about, but it seems like they took blood from his hip, and they spun it in a centrifuge, and then they ejected it into his left knee. His motivation, but maybe don't look for him on the Champions Tour again until 2023.
Well, did you see after that took place, something that he took up in Sioux Falls really affected his groin area, and he kept reaching down there in that particular region, and people thought that he had some issues down there in the privates, and that was all over social media.
Those issues might be longstanding. Those might be pre-existing, uninsurable.
And there's another local story up here. It involves the Duval family. Now, most of our listeners out there remember David Duval. And David Duval used to be the number one player in the world, you know, right before Tiger started taking that honor. And, you know, he won the Open Championship, and he was quite incredible streak out there. In fact, he won the the Bob Hope Desert Classic, shooting a 59 the last day. So David Duvall, who's now on, he's a broadcaster, he's seen on the Golf Channel, and he's done a wonderful job of it. But at one time, you know, he's the local phenom up here, and, you know, he won the Players Championship here. He's the local guy. But even more than that, the last time he won a tournament was the day his father, Bob Duvall. Bob Duvall is a longtime notable club pro up here in the Jacksonville area. And they both won at the same day. He won on the Champions Tour. He won on the PGA Tour. I believe it was his last victory. So Bob gets to play. They gave him a sponsor's exemption, and Bob is used to be the head golf professional at Tim Aquino. So that was it's quite a story. He's played pretty well. So that's like a really nice coming home story. Just imagine in your youth, you were, you know, 25 years old, you're the head pro at Tim Aquino, pretty good stick. And would you imagine, you know, 40-some years later, there's a Champions Tour event at your club. It wasn't even invented yet when he was the head pro there. And now you get to play in that tournament with all your, you know, all your companions and compadres that your contemporaries that came up the same time you did.
Well, you know, they did a piece on that on the Golf Channel, and I thought it was fabulous. I love stories like that when a local guy gets to participate in some capacity, and that's one of those stories. How are the crowds been the first couple of days?
Well, not very few clouds. But, you know, like today, it looks like there's not going to be a cloud in the sky. If you look about 100 miles north, you might see some jet trails or something like that, but that's about it. I don't see anything in the sky today. So, you know, if you get some clouds moving in, you know, it is on the river, it is near the coast, so sometimes you get some cloud moving in. But, you know, according to our Wild Bill weather report, you know, humidity is really low. It's like right now it's 53%, and I think the high today is we've already reached it. I think it's going to be 80, 81 degrees. So it's perfect golf weather.
Well,
you know, one of the other stories up here, too, I wanted to talk about was Nota Begay. Now, Nota Begay, he was the first Native American to play on the PGA Tour. And for a time being, you know, he won like four tournaments in a span of less than a year. But his back gave out. You know, his last PGA Tour start was way back in 2012. You know, Nota played on the golf team with Tiger Woods at Stanford. So they both played together. So I know they're good friends. And Nota had quite a career going, but his back gave out, so he actually went into broadcasting. And he's done a wonderful job of it. Well, he turned 50, and this is his first Champions Tour event in this tournament. So, he's looking good. He's, he's able to come out here and compete, and hopefully that Nota will be able to, contend in the tournament. I'm not sure if he's going to hang in there for the – you know, to contend to win, but at least he's and there's no cut in these tournaments up here, too. When you do the PGA Tour Champions, there's I was talking to one of the tour players a while back when I used to be the announcer at the Champions Tour event in Tampa. It was the Outback Pro-Am.
You were the announcer?
I did that for 25 years in the Tampa Bay area when
from cool. 19
to the end of the tournament 2013.
I was looking forward to that event when I moved down here, and then the next thing you know, it's gone. And so you did that for 25 years. That's very cool, my man.
Well, I knew I was starting to get a little older when my junior golfers I worked with are all of a sudden showing up the first tee and playing in the tournament. So I kind of knew that I've been doing it for a long time.
Hey, and, I appreciate
that. One of the players down there, now he's deceased now, Bruce Schweitzer. And Bruce was a '99, he actually won a PGA Tour event, made the transition from club pro to tour pro to Champions Tour, and he won a major on the Champions Tour, won a bunch of tournaments, now deceased. But what he told me on the first tee, and my fellow starter announcer on that tee was Gil Gonzalez, a longtime golf professional, now is retired at Palmasia, who actually was, Fred Ridley was the junior golfer there when Gil was there. But we're talking to Bruce on the first tee, his first year he got on the Champions Tour, and we're like, Bruce, what's it like to play out here on the Champions Tour? And he goes, John and Gil, this is like going to an ATM machine, you never have to pay it back. You know, he said there's no cut out here, and he said, you know, and keep yourself in reasonable shape and you maintain your game. It's very competitive, but it's he says it's a wonderful life. They all work just as hard at it, but it's a lot different than the PGA Tour. So somebody called that a mulligan in life, and that is sure enough for a lot of these champion tour players. All of them to a T are very appreciative of being out here and playing.
Well, I do appreciate your meteorology analysis of the clouds, but what I actually asked was, how were the crowds?
Well, you know, I'm not used to that Iowa accent up there.
Maybe I'm slurring my words. I'm so stressed, I'm slurring my words.
This event is very well attended. I'll tell you why. Back in Tampa at the Champions Tour event, we had probably the most attended Champions Tour event out on all the tour. You know, Tampa Bay is a big supporter of it. Well, up here in Jacksonville, it's the same exact thing. Now, you know, the Players Championship obviously has gone on for years here down in Ponte Vedra, and, you know, you see how packed it is there. Well, it's the same thing here. A lot of Champion Tour events, you go to certain parts of the country, you go on a couple of holes there, and you got four Hall of Fame golfers playing, and no one's even watching them. You know, you might have a little crowd around the first tee and the last hole and maybe the big party hole, whatever par three they designate for that. But this one, there's crowds everywhere. There's people on every hole following all the players. And so, you know, Jacksonville and the galleries here, the golfers here, I mean, this is probably one of the great golf areas in North America, hands down. And the fans respond in kind. You know, Tim Aquinas is an old golf course, so it's not like they're surrounded by, when you go to the Arnold Palmer Invitational Orlando, there's got Universal Parking Studios, parking garage, like 2 minutes away. You can park there and get bused in. You know, there's a lot of cooperation in the community for people to park their cars and you know, in people's, you know, grocery store parking lots and high schools and, you know, they've got a couple big lots down the road. So it's, you know, it's not that easy to just to walk right into the tournament and park your car. But yet, it's the logistics have been fantastic. And you've got, you know, right now, I mean, it's just before noon. The leaders haven't teed off and the place is packed. And normally you don't see that till like later in the afternoon. So, hey, this is a football weekend. You know, I know the Gators are going to kick off around noon. A lot of Gator fans up here. But in this day and age now, you're allowed to bring your cell phone. You're allowed to bring your phone in, and as long as you keep it on silent, you know. And that was one of the things that, for years, that actually hurt participation once cell phones became popular. You'd have to check your cell phone at the front gate. You couldn't use your cell phone. Well, now, of course, when you watch golf on TV, you see everybody holding up their cell phone, especially when Tiger's playing, and you wonder, do these people ever see anything with their real eyes anymore? You know, they just hold the cell phone up. Maybe they go home and watch the videos or something later in the day. But at the same time, I'm sure there's going to be the Gators versus Missouri for their homecoming. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of apps and out there, and hopefully the Gator fans can restrict themselves, like make sure they don't do a big gasp or yell in the middle of someone's backswing, just like some people do when they go to a wedding and they watch the football game during the service. We'll see what happens.
Well, I may or may not have been one of those offenders at some time in my youth. You're listening on the Tee, Florida, here live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios in downtown St. Pete on a very active day as we've got 12:07. We've got the Tampa Bay Rays as they hold on to their season against the Guardians up in Cleveland. And then, of course, college football all day long down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And don't forget, our clothing, essential, anything that you think that the people in Fort Myers could use as they try to recover from Hurricane Ian. We've already sent down a couple of trucks earlier in the week. Mark and I put this strategy together on Monday. And come on down, have a coldie, watch your favorite college team, and make a donation down here. We've got Budweiser down here today. We got Great Bay, and they're giving out what are those deals you call those?
We got nice little Rays foam fingers on one side.
She's giving out T-shirts,
sunglasses, everything.
Hey, I need some shades for the next couple hours. So attractive young lady. She got a lot of energy. She got her Rays gear on, and this place is rocking and rolling.
Well, you know, up here at the tournament, you can get, like, Mick Ultra is, like, the popular beverage, and I know that's a Anheuser-Busch product. And the treat about going to professional golf, you can buy a beer up here at the concession stand for the same price you'd pay a six-pack for at the grocery store. So,
what a deal.
What a deal that is. Hey, the other thing, too, for our listeners, that you mentioned, and it's great to hear that FERC is collecting clothing and stuff for the hurricane survivors. Yeah, the PGA of America also has a special fund for PGA golf professionals. Now, if you think about this for a second, they're like, why do PGA golf professionals need a relief fund from the hurricane? Well, they do because their golf courses have been totally wiped out. Their businesses are closed. And not every PGA golf professional, you know, makes a ton of money, too. These are hardworking men and women, and this is their livelihood, whether they're the general manager, head pro, assistant pro, teaching pro, whatever they do. So we all band together in the PGA of America to encourage our members to donate to our relief fund. So if you go to PGA.com, you'll see the link to it. And it really helps out. You're helping out the average person out there. And the quicker these golf courses get their staff back on their feet, the quicker the golf courses get back open, the more kids can start playing golf again. And it can be a very healthy thing for anybody who's been in those areas. You know, we think of golf as a frivolous thing. It's not important when you see lives at stake. But we talked about this last week on the show. You know, there's 2 million people in this country employed because of the game of golf. It's an $84 billion impact. So we're going to help our brothers and sisters out there, PGA golf professionals all over the country. We've all been chipping in and donating to that fund. But the average golfer can also help out.
He's John Rieger. He is live from Jacksonville, Florida, and it is the Furyk and Friends Champions Tour event. And as I said in my 2 minutes, future Hall of Famers, if not Hall of Famers. But I want you to share your story about Jack Nicklaus during the Pro-Am when he hit one, and he had a youngster in the gallery playing along as well. Share that story. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, that's part of the festivities this week, you know, the celebrity challenge for $100,000. And Jack really wasn't part of that as a golfer because he's ceremonial now. I mean, you know, he's in, you know, I believe he's got to be early 80s now. And, you know, so he doesn't move around as much as he can. But, you know, but he is still, like, the most well-respected golfer out there. And so, you know, Roethlisberger, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, he was out there with his kids. And so Jack hit a shot. He hit a shot down the fairway. You know, and at this age now, you know, Jack's only hitting it a little bit. He's probably hitting it, you know, 150 yards or something. You know, maybe a little bit longer than that, but not much because, you know, when you're that old, you know, it's amazing. You know, he's still got a great swing, but, you know, you just can't hit it very good or very far anymore. But he still hits it dead straight. So, you know, Roethlisberger's son, I'm not sure how old he was. I'm estimating around 10 years old or so. And you know, and they were all standing there watching Jack hit that shot. And his son looked at Jack and went, "Wow, you just ripped it right down the fairway." And Jack walked over to his son. He says, "Listen," put his arm around it. He says, "Son, you better be able to hit it further than that, or you need to take out football."
That's a good story. And those are the kind of stories. Those are the things I enjoy about the Champions event every year when I set up at the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, Iowa, was the interaction between the pros and the galleries. And even though they're playing for hundreds of thousands of dollars, they still were pretty lighthearted during the course of play.
Hey, for our listeners out there, if anybody is listening in the Jacksonville area, happens to be in town, you know, you can actually just walk right up and buy a ticket if you want. You know, you just have to pay for some parking and you take the shuttle bus up there and you walk right on up there. They also have a deal there. If you bring a kid under the age of 16, they're free. As long as you buy a ticket, they get in free. So, there's still tickets available to come to this golf tournament. You know, it's never too late to do it. Even if you just come out and have a nice walk around the park for a couple hours, go back home, watch it on TV, or then, you know, record those football games on the tube today. Go ahead and put your DVR going and just come on out to this golf tournament. If you go to pjtour.com, you'll see a link there to the tournament. And they'll have a tournament website that tells you where to park, how to get tickets, and all that to be able to come enjoy it. But even if you're not a golfer, the weather is so nice and the golf course is so beautiful. And you do have amenities, and you do have, of course, you have Schnick Ultra beer, one for the price of a six-pack. Come on out and have a good time. Bring your family.
And make sure that you bring enough cashola if you want to throw down some Michelob Ultras. So what are they, about $6, $8 a piece?
Hey, I just got a medical bulletin here from Wild Bill. He says that the John Daly blood injection from his hip is called a platelet-rich plasma.
Oh, I'll be sure.
That reminds me. That reminds me of the college days when you used to go down and donate your plasma so you could get your
for cash.
Yeah, so I imagine what that's all about. Some college kid now is in the knee of John Daly.
Well, maybe he'll be spry and walking up and down the fairways. Won't need the cart, and we'll you and I. Well, probably not you, but I'll be calling in. We will be there on the date of their. Their event up there at Clearwater Country Club. I'm looking forward to that event as well.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's probably going to be the most fun you can have on a golf course with your clothes on. I can tell you that's going to be a great event, and it's a great charity, Heart of the Lion Foundation. So that's a must if you're in the Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa Bay area. If you're within 2-hour drive, you're from Orlando, I believe you can still buy a team. Go to the Heart of the Lion Foundation website. Just Google that, and just find out now, because I didn't check this morning to see if it's sold out, but it might get sold out, and I think that's going to be one of the best days of charity golf you can find, other than the first sports bar golf tournament on Friday, November 4th at Bargore. It's going to be neck and neck. This could be a daily double, playing both of them.
Well, we got a busy November, I know, and actually we wind it down October 29th at Bargore, with a high school fundraiser for the Boca Ciega baseball team. They'll be down here a little bit later on helping out with the clothing drive. And I'm looking forward to getting up to the Bardmore. And I'm also looking forward to a couple of the guests that we've been fortunate to have on. Major Ed will be up there, Matt Davison, and then Michael Furz, the trick shot guy. I talked to him in Dallas yesterday, and he's gonna make it. So three of our guests that have been on, John, are gonna be up there, and that's when we push for JD for the final great guest that we'd have of the tournament.
Well, that's fantastic to hear that, Michael Percy. I'm a 5-time Guinness World. I've seen him on television. It's pretty amazing that you can hit a golf ball with a 60-foot pole with a club head on the end of it.
I can't hit one with the 4-foot shaft. That's the sad thing about it.
Most of us out here that are listening, and even us hosts on the air here, we can't hit our rear end with both hands on the golf course. So these guys are taking 60-foot poles out there and knocking it 150 yards down the middle. Pretty interesting.
Brother, thank you for your patience. I got to wind things down. Have a great day up there in Jacksonville, and I look forward to your recalling it next week here on the T Florida. Have a great weekend, John Rager.
Mike, have a good weekend. You know why doctors retire?
I don't know.
They lose their patience.
Yeah.
Good for everybody.
All right, you didn't lose yours.
Eric and friends, Constellation, PJ Tour champions. Out.
That's John Rieger. I'm Mike Rickard for the Big O, Oscar Garner III. We're from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I want to thank Matt as he battled up there on the controls. And you for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned for Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio show next. As we always, God bless you. God bless America. Remember, help keep Florida strong and keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.